There are some thoughts that you just don't want to be thinking, like a mental image of something terrifying, a really unsettling doubt about the kind of person you are and what you're capable of, or an urge to do something you'd never actually want to do. Everybody has those thoughts, even if they might not talk about it. But if those thoughts feel sticky and highly distressing, and you feel a deep need to do something about them, like constantly ask for reassurance, to try to figure out your unwanted thoughts, or any other behavior that seems like it might help the fear, anxiety, or doubt go away, it could be a sign of OCD or obsessive compulsive disorder. OCD is not like what the stereotypes portray. It's a serious and highly misunderstood condition that causes people to get stuck in a cycle of stressful, unwanted thoughts called intrusive thoughts and repetitive behaviors called compulsions. Intrusive thoughts can be about anything, but they often focus on what you care about the most, like your identity, relationships with loved ones, or beliefs, and they feel totally out of character. I have family members with OCD, so I've seen how hard it is to live with. OCD can make you question everything about yourself, take over your life with fear, and drain your energy. It's often debilitating, but the good news is that it's highly treatable. But not every therapist understands OCD or is qualified to treat it effectively, which can make it difficult to find the right kind of help. But with NoCD, it's easy to get proper care. With NoCD, you can do a virtual therapy with a licensed therapist who specializes in treating OCD. They can help you reclaim your life from OCD so those stressful thoughts don't have power over you anymore and you'll be able to live the way you want to live. NoCD therapists are trained in a type of therapy called ERP, or exposure and response prevention. It is the most effective treatment for OCD, and NoCD makes it affordable with insurance coverage for over 155 billion Americans. They also provide support between therapy sessions, so you're never alone. To find out more about therapy with NoCD, go to nocd.com and book a free 15-minute call with their team. That's nocd.com to learn more and book a free call. Trust me, it's worth your time to talk to someone who can uncover what's really going on and help you get your life back. Did you know your actual age might not be the same as your biological age? That's right. It's not just about your birth date. Your body could be older or younger than you think. That's where True Diagnostics comes in with their True Age Test. You can discover your true biological age, plus get insights into things like your risk of heart disease, Alzheimer's, and even early mortality. And the best part? It's all done from the comfort of your own home. No prescriptions, lab visits, just a simple test sent right to your door. I just ordered my True Age Test, and I'm super excited to see what it reveals about my health. For me, it's all about what we can do to start reverse aging, for my health, for my well-being, and this is my starting point. The test is like a health roadmap that shows exactly where your body stands and what you can do to improve. That's what this test gives you. And one of the other cool things is True Diagnostic is part of the Rejuvenation Olympics, where people compete to lower their biological age. Ready to find out your biological age? Right now, our listeners can get 20% off their entire order at truediagnostic.com by using code CLINK at checkout. That's True Diagnostic. TRUDIAGNOSTIC.com at checkout. Just use the code CLINK and save 20%. Plus, if you subscribe, you'll get an additional 20% off the 20% discount. Discover your true age today.
This time of year, every cat is an indoor cat. I mean, when it's freezing outside, I'm an indoor human, and there is one thing that can stink up being inside, and that is a litter box. So listen, don't let a stinky litter box ruin your winter wonderland. Switch to Pretty Litter like I did many years ago. It's amazing. Comes right to your door every single month. You do not run out of litter. You do not need to be going to the store at midnight like I have done before. Not anymore. Not with Pretty Litter. It's super lightweight. It also changes colors if your cat has some sort of illness, like a urinary tract infection or kidney issue. It kind of gives you a little indicator so you know when to take your kitty to the vet. Pretty Litter ships free right to your door, ships right to my door. You don't have to lug, you know, heavy cartons from the grocery store. It's right there at your door. It's so great. I switched many, many years ago for my cats, and I mean, this is the best litter, hands down. Hands down. Go to prettylitter.com/clink, save 20% off your first order, and get a free cat toy. Ah! prettylitter.com/clink and save 20% off your first order and get your little kitty a toy. Again, prettylitter.com/clink. Terms and conditions apply. See the site for details.
Have you heard of NAD+? If not, you're missing out on one of the most exciting breakthroughs in longevity and wellness. NAD+ is a powerful peptide found in every cell of your body. It fuels energy production, supports cellular repair, and plays a key role in slowing the aging process. As we age, NAD+ levels decline, leading to fatigue, brain fog, and sluggish metabolism. That's where Effecty comes in. Effecty's NAD+ therapy helps restore those levels, giving you a natural energy boost, improved focus, and enhanced recovery, all with a simple injectable or a nasal spray for anyone wanting to go needle-free. And the best part? It's 100% online. With fast shipping, no hidden fees, and unlimited access to licensed doctors, you can start feeling the benefits in no time. You know, it's all about the wellness and longevity, people. You can start your journey, too, along with Tab and me from the comfort of your own home with Effecty. I really appreciate how user-friendly and informative and transparent the Effecty site is. You know upfront exactly what you are paying for, and everything they offer is backed by rigorous research and testing, ensuring safety and efficiency. Ready to recharge your body? Right now, our listeners get $50 off NAD Plus Longevity Treatments at Effecty.com with code CLINK at checkout. That's EFFECTY.com and use code CLINK for $50 off. No hassles, no memberships, no hidden fees, just real results. Get started today.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by nine because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Hi.
Hi, hello. Welcome to all of our new listeners. Just to let you know, we do 7 minutes of chit-chat, and then after that, we tell a true crime story. So if you don't like us chit-chatting, just fast forward. But if you do, what's up, Buttercup?
What's up? I am killing it at the parenting department today. I was talking to Tab. My kid had bad breath. I'd already told her to brush her teeth, but she clearly didn't. I told her, you're not going to make any friends with that stank breath. And so then I was feeling really awful one morning because I kicked her out of the car all like
depressed. Whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's a good lesson.
Right. And then my son, tell me what you think about this. He started throwing out fudging.
Like, oh, I know. Remember we talked about this a while ago because I don't know which one of the kids was saying frickin'.
Yeah, I think frickin' might be better than fudgin', because like he is a total angel and he was 11 years old, but he said, I was so fudgin' sweaty at basketball.
Oh, it's the same as frickin'.
Is it?
It is.
I don't know. It's not like working for me, but I also laugh whenever he says it, so I don't think it's copying. So that's what I mean by killing it in the parenting department.
Yeah, it's all right.
What's new with you?
Oh, well, I just got new lashes. So Gretchen and I have been Lashify lovers forever, but it's pricey. So then I started using these other, they're stick on everything now.
Yeah. You know?
I mean, there is so I used the Silly George today.
Yes.
Which is expensive also.
It is, but still cheaper than Lashify.
Yes. But guess what I found at CVS?
What?
Kiss and Ardell now make them in all kinds of different ways, and they have brown.
Oh, they do. You. That's yeah. Me because I have light eyes. I'm wearing some lashes from I took the Silly George ones off. Hope they're never a sponsor of ours. We wouldn't do it because I thought I had fucking pink eye this morning. They were like, my eyes were stuck together. I can't be having any of that.
Oh, from the Silly George?
From the Silly George.
Oh, I was a little worried today because it was my first time putting them on. I will tell you, the ones that you buy at Target and CVS do not do that. The Silly George comes from, I don't know where.
Australia, which I love an Aussie. But I mean,
same.
Seriously, not working for me. The ones I have on today, Temu.
Temu.
Temu, Temu.
Whatever. Wait, wasn't it Temu on Super Bowl? That was.
Yeah. I got these plus about 20 more sets for like 99 cents.
I know. Well, there you go.
Oh, I mean, whatever's working for you.
Into lashes. As you age, if you are under 40, you probably don't even need lashes. All you need is that serum.
Everybody over 40. Lashes. Everybody tells me they don't, and they do.
Well,
I'm always like, let me lash you.
I know.
That's why I bought so many from Temu. I even bought black, and I never wear black, just in case somebody will let me lash them.
It does make you look younger as you age because your eye, you know, you guys all know I need that eye surgery. So covers that up, masks it for a little bit. But yeah, so that's that. I'm going to a comedy show tomorrow. And
you are?
Mm-hmm. And it's, you guys, it's so fudging cold.
Yeah.
Up in Texas. It's so, I mean, it's freaking bold chilling. I was talking to you on my way to Trader Joe's, got out of the car. My hands were frozen by the time I got into Trader Joe's. I was like, I can't take it anymore. I can't. So anyways, I'm
so you're moving to California. Thank the Lord. It's about time.
I kind of thought about it, actually. Earlier this time, yeah. I'm like, I don't know if I can do it.
You know, I had a real nice visit with Tab in the Texas not too long ago, but I had to confess to her today as she was talking about the freezing that, yeah, I definitely concluded it is too freaking... too much
cold.
Weather.
The weather is weird.
I don't do well in temperature changes. I like total snow or like total sun and not a lot in between. Otherwise, I don't go places. I love the Pacific Northwest, but it rains all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But my husband says we can never live there because I'll get really fat because he knows I won't leave the house in the rain.
Yeah,
I won't do it. I won't.
Because it's cold and rainy. That's the difference. In Texas, it's kind of... It gets warm and rainy. Like rainy season is warm, but yeah. So that is a con for Texas for sure, and that does make me want to move to Southern California.
Real good barbecue though.
Wow, really good barbecue. Like I just had barbecue last night.
Yeah.
So other than that, no, I don't have any fun news because I'm also just staying home these days in this freeze.
Okay. Well, while you're just staying home, you got to watch the Gabby Petito documentary. Everybody is talking about it. I made the mistake of watching, there's something about on Peacock, just blow that one off. It's stupid. You got to watch the Gabby Petito story on Netflix. It's called American Murder.
They love that name for everything, by the way.
Well, they did the Chris Watts thing, American Murder too. We have such an affection for Gabby Petito's parents because we met them at CrimeCon and we followed that story so closely. But I mean, I was like bawling my head off. I mean, you just love her so much. She was so talented.
She was so talented.
And incredible. And the way her family came together, you know, they're divorced, but they're still all friends. I fudging love that.
I know. I really think, you know, we talked to her mom. She said she would come on the podcast. So I think I want to reach out to her because I would love to talk more about definitely her foundation because I think that's amazing that they started that and that is something. You know, Gabby really kind of shows you that you can be young and abused because you feel like everybody's old and abused, you know, although we have also been young and abused. So, but somehow there's a pass. Somehow people give people a pass. We've had friends that were very abused and we saw it with our very own eyes and we didn't give it a pass, but we didn't also like do what we should have done.
Yeah, you have to go, definitely have to go with her gut. But I love their foundation is putting the spotlight on, you know, like, unseen missing cases when I talked with the dad, that's what he told me is that, you know, everybody deserves the attention that Gabby got.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
So and it's true. So
I would love to talk more about that. But then also just they have kind of a life lesson themselves that they came together. They have these children or they had one child together very young. They co-parented well. They came together in a time of crisis. They've done it super well like that. They're just great people.
Yeah. The part that is still, there's a 2020 special coming out, I think this Friday.
Okay.
So it probably is out by the time you're watching this now. So you can watch it on like Hulu. That's where I watched 2020.
Okay.
But I'm really hoping that the one thing I thought this Netflix thing was missing out on, what's up with the laundries? I'm not with them at all.
Well, I thought that they did pretty good with what they
not getting sued. Yeah. I think they did pretty good.
I mean, the laundries, I cannot believe there has not been any charges.
No, I mean, the extreme, we're going to have to continue this conversation on Patreon because we're going to like go on all day. But
also, yes, continuing on Patreon, listen to us this Thursday, patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime. Or you can get us on Apple on the Clink Clink Club. If you listen on Apple, just go right there. It's just Sether. And then also on Spotify, it is Housewives of True Crime Bonus. You can also just easily subscribe. The Spotify one is through Patreon. The Apple has their very own. So you just click subscribe and wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. You can get our Patreon. And this is the last week to take advantage of the $50 we are giving you. If you sign up for our Patreon, we will give you $50 to our Five Crimes, which is all of our beauty products. Everything is organic and clean and very good for your skin. Cruelty-free, made right here in Los Angeles, California. So it's the best stuff, you guys.
It's all the good stuff. Yeah. And you heard us just go on a rant about lashes. So we're all about the anti-aging.
Yes, we are.
Okay. Planet friendly. That's our whole jam. So how cool is it that we have our own line? We are using it. It's legit.
It is legit. So, and you get it for free when you sign up for Patreon.
Yeah. So just do it.
Just do it. Okay. So do you have a case?
I do.
Okay. Let's go.
Today's case, Tabitha, takes place in beautiful Santa Rosa, California.
We had a friend that dated a guy from Santa Rosa, remember?
He was a gem.
Asa.
You're going to say his name, but yeah, he was. Asa, you're a gem. But that's all we have to say. Mm-hmm. And so is our friend. She's a gem, too.
She is. Too bad they didn't gem together and become a diamond.
Yeah, that would have been amazing. But everyone's living their best lives. Okay, so Santa Rosa, it's a nice area. Population around 175,000. It's in Sonoma County, which is, you know, a lot of wine country. So it's got that like downtown with an abundance of cheese stores, olive oil tastings, you know.
Nine.
Houses don't come cheap. A 1,200 square foot two bedroom will run you around $600,000, which is actually still a lot cheaper than a lot of nearby Bay Area towns. But I think it's probably a fine place to reside.
Okay.
Shirley and Ron Nelson did not mind it at all and enjoyed the fine living Santa Rosa had to offer for more than 25 years together.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Together.
Together.
We're almost there, actually.
I know.
It seems so long, but then
it does seem so long. Mm-hmm. I was about to interject. What's your feeling on anniversary parties? You know, I don't like a lot of attention on myself, but I do feel like when I hit 20, it's like, maybe worth celebrating.
I mean, 20 years together is really worth celebrating, I think.
Yeah. We'll think about it. Okay. I also just like a party. So, anywho, Shirley and Ron had met back in 1966, the old-fashioned way, Tab.
At a bar.
Swipe. At a bar, exactly. Ron was just 24 years old, and Shirley was 36. Now, you know, the reality of this 12-year age gap is either you better start making babies soon or have some eggs on ice if the lady is 36.
Yeah.
Or forget about it, you know, child-free. In this case, Shirley and Ron, baby making was a non-issue. Ron was fine with not having kids, and Shirley already knew she was not able to have them. So she'd kind of come to terms with that because she'd already tried. Shirley had been married twice previously, and the first marriage was annulled because of her reproductive challenged status was apparently a deal breaker for her first husband. So cold, right?
Mm-hmm.
The second marriage came with stepchildren. So that was a lifetime bonus for Shirley because she maintained relationships with them even after the marriage ended. After that marriage ended, after 12 years, Shirley has been described as not having a clear direction because she didn't have any particular career aspirations. She was pretty conventional, it sounds like, in regards to being a housewife. To me, she sounds like someone that loves love. And you know, that can be blinding because lovers of love tend to put their eggs in one basket, you know, so to speak.
And they forget the red flags, you know, they just like kind of gloss over them.
Yeah, they just don't think, you know, like it could happen sometimes, right? But shit does happen, like a marriage fail. And then they're like extra shook because they've overlooked the value of having their own independence. Mm-hmm. You know, no shame in the housewife game. It's great. But I personally recommend you get yourself a little side hustle because it comes in handy if, unfortunately, you do find yourself in a marriage fail, but also because having your own thing gives you a sense of accomplishment, confidence. Yes. It's hot, right?
Right.
Okay. But Shirley lover of love at 36 was now kind of set in her ways as far as she moved on from one relationship to the next. And in each one, she got herself all wrapped up in it. And so this, of course, was the case when Shirley and Ron got booed up at a bar in 1966 and married in 1967. So
she
Shirley
doesn't take long, man.
No, she doesn't. One off to the next.
One after the other.
So Shirley and Ron started a child-free life together, and, you know, it was working for them. The thing about them was Ron looked older. He was one of those early to the real receding hairline party people. Mm-hmm. And Shirley looked younger. You know, she kept it tight. So big pro for not birthing children also, I think. It's
yes.
easier.
Hello. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, totally. No stretch okay. marks. Stomach's flat.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
The so, only thing Shirley didn't have going is Botox at that point. So.
Oh, I think she wore sunscreen every day.
She did. She did something.
She did something, right? Yeah. Ron and Shirley were very active. And a short time after they married, they were active and affluent on account of Ron's fancy job. Ron was a CPA, and his new gig was as Charles Schulz business manager, which is how him and Shirley ended up living in Santa Rosa, California. Now, if you didn't know, Charles Schulz is basically the most famous comic creator. He is the creator of the Peanuts strip. Snoopy,
yeah.
Charlie Brown. You know, they're kind of popular. So Charles Schulz was a real big deal in Santa Rosa, where the headquarters to all thing Peanuts and Snoopy are. Charles Schulz passed away in 2000, but he's still a big deal in Santa Rosa. I did a little looking into Chuck Schulz, and there's a museum there dedicated to him that actually looks pretty cool. His wife, Jean, is on the board, and she's worth, according to my interweb search, over $1 billion.
Oh, okay.
And she's a huge philanthropist.
Nice.
And so she's giving it away all the time, too, sharing the wealth.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. I love it. So you know how people be. Everybody wants to be pals with Charles Schulz at the country club and shit, because people be attaching themselves to celebrity and extreme wealth. And so basically being Chuck's business manager upped Ron's cool points and Shirley's by association. You know, I think it's especially like that in a town like Santa Rosa, where there's not really like another celebrity that lives there,
mm-hmm.
you know? Outside of work, Ron and Shirley were social with Charles and his second wife, Jean. I'm sure they met the first wife, you know, because Ron and Shirley, you know, moved there to work there before they got separated. But Charles' first marriage was a marriage fail. It ended in 1972, but he remarried to Jean in 1973. And so that is who Ron and Shirley spent years socializing with until 1966, that is. So, side note, Chuck's first marriage, Charles Schulz, I'm going to be calling him Chucky,
okay,
ended because he was caught by his wife of 20 years being a pumpkin eater with a 25-year-old woman named Tracy. Tracy Claudius, I'm probably saying her last name wrong. At the time that the affair was going down, it played out in the Sunday Funnies. Remember?
Yes, I do.
Newspaper?
Wait, did okay. he like put it in the comic strip?
Snoopy got caught on the phone with a bitch. And bitch is appropriate because I'm talking about, you know, Snoopy the dog and a female dog. Yeah. Anywho, you know, that's how Charles got caught. He got caught on the phone, according to the biography. I went down a whole rabbit hole. Okay.
For sure did.
Crazy, right? Okay. So anywho, Chucky would send Miss Tracy love notes, and he would draw like peanut characters on them, like Charlie Brown holding flowers and say, "I miss you," in like the caption.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, in 2012, those letters went to auction by Sotheby's for $250,000.
Oh my God. Somebody's got a real crush on him.
I know.
What are you going to do with that?
I know, right? I didn't like read them all, but, you know, I'm telling you, there's this biography about Schulz that details how bad Chucky had it for young Tracy, but she wouldn't commit to him. And I get it. Charlie Brown cards are not hot. Like, they're good for like third grade Valentines and such.
Yeah.
But yeah, no drawings. Thank you. Okay. But when Charles Schulz's marriage ending affair didn't go the distance, he did not dwell on the heartbreak too long because he met Jean a hot minute later, and that's who he remained married to until his last breath. Okay, so back to Shirley and Ron. They are hot shit in Santa Rosa, living the dream. They had a home on the golf course. They golf together all the time. You know, they all play bridge and shit. And they travel together all the time. It all seems pretty ideal. But according to some people close to Shirley and Ron Nelson, there was a shift in their easygoing marriage dynamic after 25 years of togetherness in 1991 when Shirley suffered a stroke.
Oh.
Shirley recovered well and wasn't left with any debilitating side effects or anything, but Ron was all of a sudden not cool with Shirley being 12 years his senior. It just changed the way he saw her, and it took a toll on their relationship. Mm-hmm.
He saw her now as like old.
Yeah.
Instead of mature and hot.
You think that's what happened between Demi and Ashton?
Yes. I don't think she had a stroke, but
she's still so hot, though. He's tripping.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see that new movie that she's in?
No.
You got to watch it. It's got, she got like a Golden Globe for it. Okay, so I can't remember the name of it, you guys, right now. Let me look it up. Okay, it's called The Substance. You have not seen it.
No.
Okay, you have to watch it. She spends the entire movie butt ass naked.
Oh, remember when she was in Striptease?
Yeah, but now she's like 60.
I know. Crazy. Yeah.
She's still naked and she is beautiful.
Yeah. Okay, like, goals.
And I just, and by the way, she plays a part with a younger, hotter girl that's, I don't know, 30. And they both spend the entire movie naked. And I just think, like, she just has so much guts to do that. And she produced, I think, the movie, too. So you should watch it. It's really bizarre. Do not watch it with your kids. And just know it's such, weird. It's weird. But
okay,
she's getting a lot of praise for that. Okay, so anyways, now
okay,
I think he sees her as old. She had a stroke.
She had the stroke, so
a old tag on.
Yeah,
you know,
it was a bit of a blow to Shirley's ego,
for sure.
And Ron's new attitude towards her being like elderly did not help. So she went on a mission to get snatched. Okay, hired a personal trainer, but she worked really hard to get her groove back. But it didn't stop Ron from
going elsewhere.
Eating pumpkin. Yeah. Okay. Ron started an affair with a younger secretary. We're talking about 1991. They still called them secretaries then.
Okay.
At the office, aka Snoopy headquarters, named Eileen Christensen. Now, this was a problem for boss Chucky Schultz.
Yeah. Because can't be like banging the secretary. Sorry.
Okay. Well, he had a problem with these two employees banging. It sounds like Mr. Schultz had actually learned his lesson back in the day when he was messing with Tracy and Snoopy had a side bitch, right? So he told his employees, Ron and Eileen, to end it when he learned about the affair and threatened them both with termination if they did not. I think snaps to Chucky are in order. I mean, some might call it hypocritical, but...
Well, was Tracy an employee?
Yes, she went to a fucking secretary. Budget secretary.
No, for also.
Oh,
for
no. Oh, no. Tracy. Yeah, no.
No, see, different.
Different.
Interpersonal relationships at work are probably not
a good idea. Although that's how both of us met our husbands.
Yeah, it's true. But I did not have an interpersonal relationship at work. I waited till after I quit the job. You, on the other hand, did.
Started banging him below deck on the boat. Yep.
Yeah.
Why are some tasks just so much harder than others? For me, I love cleaning out my clothes closet, but cleaning out my kitchen cabinets? Forget about it. Seriously, it's scary back there in the deep, dark corners of cabinet land. And so it's daunting for me to even start to take on that task. Creating a will or trust can also be a daunting task to take on, one where you aren't sure where to begin or who to ask for help. But it doesn't have to be with trustandwill.com. The website is super user-friendly. Their simple step-by-step process guides you from start to finish, one question at a time. When maneuvering through the process, if you have a question that stops you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. You know, it's just so important to save your loved ones time and stress by having all your documents in one place with bank-level encryption. I love having the confidence that comes with the peace of mind knowing that my family is protected. Stand up and protect what matters most to you in minutes with trustandwill.com. Go to trustandwill.com/housewives and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/housewives. Do you have a child that is struggling with a topic at school? IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies while adapting to each child, meeting them where they are. Maybe your child is like mine and has a hard time asking for help in class. And when I try to help after school, it can take forever trying to get to the point of the concept she's just not grasping so she can move on. IXL is a huge help with this because of the way it's designed. Everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you are covering. And research shows kids that use IXL score higher on tests and improve their grades. It will work for any of your kids because it's powered by advanced algorithms, so IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter their age or personality. And with one subscription, you get everything. One site for all the kids in your home from pre-K to 12th grade. And it's such a super value. A single hour of tutoring costs more than a month of IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and Housewives of True Crime listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today.
So, I appreciate the way Charles, you know, handled learning of the affair. Now, Shirley learning about the affair, a different story. Shirley did not take it very well. She was a wreck, according to friends, ball of tears, blindsided, at a total loss. In the midst of her anger and pain, she still, though, did not concede another marriage fail. So she pleaded her case to Ron that he needed to end the affair and not throw away the decades they had spent together. She was a little desperate at that point because her friends say she even talked about just going and paying off the side chick get her a scram. Right? Like, you gotta have some dignity, okay? Shirley was clearly not thinking clearly because she also thought in the middle of her marriage crisis, it was a good time to go out and splurge on her first shiny new gun.
Oh, I thought you were going to say car.
I know. No, that would have been a good choice. Yeah.
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 Although some people do crazy things with cars.
Oh, that's true. Oh. Yeah. But a new car would have been good. Take yourself down to the spa in it. Calm down. Collect your thoughts. Right?
Yes.
Because, you know, thinking about guns when you're in a certain state of mind, it's not good.
No.
Okay. Now, this is a great example of why the holding period for firearms is useful, because Shirley would not get her hands on the gun she had purchased for a couple weeks. In those weeks, Ron did that thing that true assholes are masters of, which is he let her ass on. He had her believing that just maybe they could work things out. So he still banged Shirley while he's banging Eileen. But that did not last long. Because in this period of time, where Shirley knew about the affair, but still thought the marriage was salvageable, so they're still banging, they got into an epic fight in public. It's so cringe. Ron and Shirley were out playing a couple of holes at the end of the day, which was a regular thing that they did together when the fight occurred. But unfortunately, the fight didn't happen like on hole 8, where you can, you know, get loud.
No one's seeing you.
Yeah. No, it happened back at the country club where there were witnesses.
You know, it's probably because they had some drinks from the beer cart girl.
Yeah.
Of course.
A previous job that both Tab and I have worked.
Yeah. That was a fun job.
It was a fun job. Okay. So they get in this big fight, FYI, ripped jeans and loud marital disputes, highly frowned upon at the country club.
Right.
Would you agree? Okay. And this was a doozy. The humiliation Ron brought down on Shirley was awful. He told her that the marriage was over because she was old.
Oh, he
wanted to be with someone who could have children.
Stop it right freaking now.
And he had her all lined up. It's so low, Ron. Okay.
Ron.
And also, Ron is in his 50s. So it's like, come on.
About
Ron. Puppy. Okay. Who do you think you are? Al Pacino? Like, come on. Okay. As you can imagine, those harsh words were a breaking point for Shirley. And so, unfortunately, the holding period was up now on that gun splurge. And Shirley had it in her possession now. She had found the time to take some classes at the range to learn how to use it while it had been held. So Miss Shirley methodically made a plan for, in her own words, to make Ron go to hell and take her with him. She penned a bunch of letters to friends and family, and Charles Schultz was included in that group, of course, and she said her final goodbyes and, you know, that told them all about how Ron had ruined her damn life. She left them out on a table along with some pictures of her and Ron to later be found by the police. She rented a car to be inconspicuous, I guess, and rolled up to Snoopy headquarters.
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm. She wore big glasses. She's not fooling anybody, though. They know Shirley. She beelined to Ron's office and shot him twice in the back, fired two more shots that missed him, and then shot herself in the chest.
Shirley shot herself?
Yeah, she did.
She didn't take out
Eileen. I know. I think Eileen literally dodged a bullet because Shirley both ran out of bullets and shot herself in the chest before she could find her. So, you know, of course, 911 is called and Shirley and Ron are both rushed to the hospital, both in very critical condition. And police went with Shirley in the ambulance and asked her, like, ma'am, did you see the shooter? Who did this? And when 60-something sweet-looking little Miss Shirley said, hello, I did the shooting.
They're like, what?
Yeah, they were taken aback, okay? Believe it or not, a bullet to the chest did not stop Shirley from being chatty. She chatted it up all the way to the hospital. And that's when Shirley apparently told them that she shot Ron so he would be stuck in hell with her, and she had some choice words about her disdain for Eileen, and she kept asking them if that son of a bitch Ron was dead. Well, he wasn't, Tab. He survived. And so did Shirley.
Oh, goodness gracious.
It's pretty miraculous.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. Both faced...
Her lessons didn't go so well at the range.
No, they did not. She like a lot of misses. Yeah. So both Shirley and Ron faced a couple of weeks of hard recovery in the hospital, but they both lived. Shirley was arrested and charged while she was still recovering. She had the whole handcuffed to the bed situation thing going on at the hospital. Police talked to Chucky Schultz the day of the shooting. He was on the other side of the building and did not even hear the shots. But of course, he gave them the scoop on what had likely provoked Shirley to get so shooty. It was a big news story back in 1996 when this went down because of where, you know, it happened, of course. And, you know, it's a very salacious story.
Mm-hmm.
When Shirley was stable enough to leave the hospital, she was sent to a mental health facility and then later moved to jail. But she did not stay in the clink long because someone came to her rescue and posted her bail, which was not a small amount. It was $2 million. Guess who?
Chucky.
Yep. Yeah, $2 million is like chump change to Chuck. he threw it down. No problem, because he was Team Shirley.
Well, yeah, he told him not to have an affair in the office.
It's true. And remember, they're social outside. I appreciate his loyalty. And I'll bet you that wife, Jean, was like, you stand by her. Don't you even think.
Yeah,
right? I mean, I'm not condoning Shirley's actions, but am I wrong for liking that, you know, Chuck was Team Shirley?
No, you're not wrong. I mean, we should not shoot anybody or try to kill them.
Don't be shooting. It's not wise. But
we can all see where she's
But if
from.
I was in Chuck's position, I'd be Team Shirley, too.
Yeah.
Okay. So Shirley got herself set up in an apartment while she awaited trial. Chuck promptly fired Ron's ass and Eileen resigned.
Oh, okay.
Probably a good call. Shirley pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity, and the trial got underway the following year. You know, in a case like this, I think it could have gone either way for Shirley. On the one hand, people be liking to see privileged rich ladies go down, like Betty Broderick, mm-hmm. right? But if they don't see the woman as like a Karen, I think there's always a chance they might sympathize with her because everybody knows it sucks to be cheated on.
Yeah.
Well, which way do you think it went?
I don't think it went in her favor.
Well, it was hung.
Oh.
9 of the 12 jurors sympathized with Shirley. Shirley does have very kind eyes, and she does not really give off Karen vibes. So I think that's why she had the mistrial.
Yeah.
Yeah. So after the hung jury was declared, it was up to the prosecutors as to whether or not retry Shirley. And they settled on a plea deal. Before the sentencing agreement was reached, Charles Schultz interjected himself in the case again by writing the judge a letter asking him for probation for Shirley in lieu of jail time. And guess who else did the same thing?
Her husband.
Yeah, freaking Ron. Fudgin' Ron. Can you believe that?
I can believe it because he probably felt like an asshole, which he is.
He is. I wonder if that Eileen knew about the letter. She probably wasn't pleased about it.
Probably not.
I can't imagine. Okay. Well, so Shirley pled guilty to attempted murder in exchange for 1 year in jail, 3 years probation, and 3,000 hours of community service. Not a bad deal, I think.
Mm-hmm.
She ended up serving only 6 months in jail and then began her community service at the Santa Rosa Food Bank. The woman who is Shirley's step-grandchild from her second marriage, remember I told you she maintained relationships with them, gave an interview and said that she thought that the women in jail with Shirley during her six-month stay really helped her. They helped her see that it was not too late for her to rebuild her life.
Yeah.
And it really was true. After all, Shirley's life was not over. She had, you know, minimal time to serve. Even a year is not bad, right?
Dude, girlfriend got off real easy.
Just saying.
I mean, like, this is.
I mean, these women in jail have had a real hard life. And they're like, girl, you're doing, like, no time. And you have money. Right?
Yeah, and you almost murdered your husband. You could have been in here for life. You're getting sick to a year.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Thank your lucky stars.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, she's better be thanking more than stars.
Heller. Okay. So she and Ron, of course, divorced. Shirley got the house.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? She did not mind all those hours at the food bank. She kept on volunteering there after they were all completed. She had a purpose. So she started living for herself. She told friends that she was really glad Ron didn't die and that she was so sorry for what happened. And she was able to mentally handle the fact that Ron had moved on with Eileen.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm. Those two got married. And
did they have kids?
Okay. Yeah, I think they had one. I think he passed away.
Oh.
I could be wrong about that, so please don't, like, hold me to it. You know, I'm just a recluse like the rest of us. From what I can gather, they're still married. Congrats.
Well, I mean, unless he's dead.
No, he's not dead.
I thought he passed away.
No, the child.
Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So Shirley died at the age of 78 in 2008 from colon cancer.
Mm, I get you, man.
Rest in peace, Shirley.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and the Eileen and what's his face?
Ron.
All I think when you say Ron is L. Ron Hubbard.
Like, yeah, or Ron Jeremy.
No, No, I do not think of Ron Jeremy. I try not to think of him ever. I saw him once in person, just as non-handsome as he is on the television. So yeah, just try not to think.
You know, I feel like he's done a lot of criminal activity. I should maybe do like a bonus crime about him.
Sure, do it.
I feel like there's something there, like fraud or something.
I don't know. I don't know, but I would love to know more about it.
Maybe. Yeah. Put it in my notes.
Okay. All right. Well, that one was a good one, Gretch.
Right. So
I kind of enjoy that they both survived.
I know. I liked seeing the look on your face when you're like, that bitch is being so just cold about this woman is about to shoot this man. And, you know, but not, I could be a little lighter because I knew they lived.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. And yes, Eileen should be also thanking her lucky stars because maybe she would have been a better shot if Eileen must have not been at the desk.
She wasn't at the front desk.
She wasn't. She was in the mm-hmm. bathroom or something.
Mm-hmm. She's lucky.
She's lucky, man.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I don't want to see anybody get shot. Terrible.
It is terrible.
But it is a nice story that it's never too late.
And it is also like, maybe it's good that California has some extra gun laws to not just give them away because, not that it really worked in that scenario, but I do think.
Also, the moral of the story is don't cheat.
Don't cheat.
Don't cheat. And if you're feeling like cheating, end the marriage, then, you know.
Then cheat.
Yeah, or your wife might get shooty.
Or your husband. We've seen it too.
Both ways. Chance of me doing it because I take my hormone harmony every day. I'm firing on all circuits.
Yeah.
But you never know.
I know. You never know when you're going to snap.
Yeah.
Especially at our age, right? It's like, chick, it's real.
Perimenopause. Oh, we'll cut a bitch.
I went to the doctors today. I was telling Gretchen because I have this itchy scalp. And I was like, I think I have lice. And the lady.
Oh my God, you guys. Talking about lice, I'm like, I'm scratching my head off.
Gretchen's like, oh my God, I'm scratching. I was like, there's something going on. Like, I must have lice. She's like, you don't have lice and you have this itchy scalp. And I'm like, I've never had that in my life. Why now? She goes, all she says is perimenopause.
Well, fuck that, dude. That bitch.
Perry, whatever. Whatever you have after 40, just that's what they're going to say.
Yeah.
It just is. And it, I don't know. I think it's so ridiculous. And my mom never told me about it. So we are here to tell you all about it. And if you're older than us and you've already gone through it, please email us or message us what we could do to fix this problem that we're having besides hormone harmony, mm-hmm. which is helping.
It is.
It is helping. Okay. Anything else that you have? You guys, if you have not checked us out on our crime cruise, if you want to go to that, we're going to be there. Please go to www.crimewaveatsea.com/housewives and find out about that. That's in November. We are going to be in the UK. So for all of our overseas listeners that want to come see us, we're going to be at CrimeCon UK.
Hollyhook, you better come.
You better. That is on June 7th and 8th. And our code to get 10% off is Housewives. And then we have that same code for CrimeCon in the United States of America in Denver, Colorado. And that is September 7th, around that weekend. So that code is also Housewives to get 10% off. So seriously, where you want to see us, when you want to see us, it's either June, September, or November. We'll be there.
Yeah.
Come see us. Okay, anything else you got today?
No,
that's it. All right. Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.